This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Listen up. Today, or Sunday, will be our 50th anniversary of 9/11, September 11th, what we call. I'd like to call it what it is, which is an attack on America. Let's call it what it is. So many of us on 9/11 woke up to some really kind of surreal news, if you would. So if you were in California like I was, and you're driving off to work, and you know, got up that morning, and it didn't seem as serious at first, because some of the news sources were just bouncing back and forth. But here's, let me take you back to that day 15 years ago.
It's 8:52 here in New York. I'm Bryant Gumbel. We understand that there has been a plane crash on the southern tip of Manhattan. You're looking at the World Trade Center. We understand that a plane has crashed into the World Trade Center. We don't know anything more than that. We don't know if it was a commercial aircraft. We don't know if it was a private aircraft. We have no idea how many were on board or what the extent of the injuries are right now. We have an eyewitness on the phone right now. Sir, your name?
Yeah, my name is Stuart.
Stuart, where are you right now?
I'm working at a restaurant in Soho.
All right, so tell us what you saw, if you would.
I was waiting at a table, and I literally saw it seemed to be like a small plane. I just heard a couple noises. It looked like it, like, bounced off the building, and then I just saw a huge, like, ball of fire on top. And then the smoke seemed to simmer down, and it just, you know, a lot of smoke was coming out, and that's pretty much the extent of what I saw.
A private aircraft?
I'm not sure if it was it just seemed like a smaller plane. I don't think it was anything commercial.
Could you tell us whether or not there was a prop or a jet?
I honestly don't know. It happened too quickly.
Characterize the scene for us down there right now, if you would.
Excuse me?
Can you tell us about the scene down there right now?
Right now, people are just on the street looking at the building. The building, there's just a lot of smoke. It's not too crazy down where I am.
How far away from the World Trade Center specifically are you?
I'm actually on Thompson Street North. I'm not too far.
It's 8:54 right now, Stuart. Can you tell me when this happened exactly?
I would have to say about 10 minutes ago.
About 10 minutes ago?
Yeah.
Is this normally an area that is heavily trafficked by aircraft, or is this an area that aircraft... Okay, Teresa, stay with us. We're going to look for that tape one more time. Okay. We're going to re-rack the tape here and see if we can't see a plane. Yeah, we see it right now. We see a plane right now coming in and impacting on what would appear to be the north side of that tower, of the westernmost tower, and hitting about 10 to 15 stories below. Teresa, let me ask you to hang on with us for a second while I talk with another gentleman who is an eyewitness, Richard Davis. Mr. Davis, good morning.
Good morning.
This is Bryant Gumbel.
Yes, sir.
I'm at 59th and 5th. Where are you?
I'm at 50th and 5th, but I'm facing south on the 39th floor.
You're facing south, so you have a clear vantage point.
Yes.
Talk to me about what you see, if you could.
The first plane looked like a 737. It flew right up the middle of Manhattan. It was clearly too low. I noticed it by the time it was passing the Empire State Building, and noticed that it was too low. It was appeared to be absolutely nothing wrong with the plane, and then it very deliberately flew into the side of the World Trade Center.
Why do you say very deliberately?
Because the pilot aimed right for the building, and there was nothing wrong with the plane.
The plane did not appear to be in any trouble whatsoever?
None whatsoever.
And we're talking about a commercial aircraft, a 737?
It appeared to be a 737. I can't be absolutely certain.
No, obviously, I'm not asking you to be an aviation expert, but clearly what you saw, or what you say you saw, was not a small aircraft.
It was not a small aircraft. It was a small commercial aircraft, like a small Airbus or a 737 Boeing.
And that was the first plane?
Jet.
Did you see? Davis, we're looking at a tape replay of the second plane boring into the building. Hard for us to tell exactly how large an aircraft it is there, or whether or not that was intentional. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Believe me, it was intentional. We saw the second one come up the Hudson and veer into the second building.
Why do you say the second was intentional?
Because it was flown very deliberately. There appeared to be nothing wrong with the aircraft. It was flown very deliberately into the building.
Yeah, we're looking at the second one boring in right now, and it does not seem to be wavering in any way or seem to be banking to avoid the tower in any way.
I'd love to say it could hardly be a coincidence that two airplanes fly into the World Trade Center within minutes of each other.
Yeah.
On a clear day.
Here's a guy sitting in a building and can figure it out better than Brian Gumbel. Right. His bottom line with it is this. I'm sorry. Some people like him. Some people like his style. But, that morning he just seemed to keep pushing back. Well, how do you know it's deliberate? How do you know it's intentional? Why? Because it doesn't take a morning to figure out that the thing was aimed right for the building. Two planes independently hitting two different buildings within relatively a few minutes of each other. That's an accident. You know, if that was an accident, those people should have gone and bought lottery tickets the day before, seriously, because that kind of luck just doesn't come around but every two centuries, you know what I'm saying? Anyhow, we're going to continue this in a second. We do have, he's going to have to hold on again, but I'll pull him on for now. Tony, you're on hold. You'll have to hold on another minute, really. Got to go for a quick break. I'll pull you on right after the commercial, I promise. I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show here. Did you miss the Affordable Care Act enrollment deadline? Can't bring yourself to sign up for a health care plan that's inadequate, restrictive, or just plain bad? Before you get tagged with all those penalties that go along with not having health care, get in touch with my friends at Liberty HealthShare. That's right, the people at Liberty HealthShare have plans that will work for you, and you can sign up at any time during the year. Liberty HealthShare plans also give control of your plan back to you. That's right, you will again have the freedom to choose what's right for you and your family. Plans are available for individuals and family members, not including the dog. Even if you already have enrolled in a health care plan, it's not too late. Memberships in Liberty Health Share plans can replace what you have now and allow you to go to any hospital and any doctor you choose. You don't believe me? Call them at 855-585-4237. Find out about their contract-free plans. Now, don't wait. Do it now. Let me finish first, though. Get informed or visit libertyhealthshare.org. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at privateinternetaccess.com. Once again, that's privateinternetaccess.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
I can't make up my mind. I haven't got a brain. Only straw.
How can you talk if you haven't got a brain?
I don't know. But some people without brains do an awful lot of talking, don't they?
Yes, I guess you're right.
Pleasure to have you on board. I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. I don't know if it's me. There you go. You got to turn up the... you know what it did? I have the end of the headset is gone again. Okay. That's always exciting. I'm Joe Bassini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room. I know, I'm repeating myself. There you go. Now I can hear you again. Just head up to the website. Everything's up there. We do this every night. You should know better than this. So anyway, earlier tonight I was listening to a friend of mine's show, and actually it was Xander's show, Xander Gibb. So So I was listening to his show, and Friday nights as I prepare for this show, and Xander does, you know, I was listening to some of the topics. Maybe I figured we could touch on them. And there were a couple of things that were said. And I'm like, Xander, I don't care what you say. You don't attack somebody or somebody's kids, whatever. Bottom line with it was, I heard something that kind of went through me, and I listened some more, and I didn't quite get the clarity I was looking to get. So let me pull on Tony from New York. Tony, you with us?
Yes, I am.
All right. Hey, I'm glad you called in. I'm very happy you decided to call into the show. And you guys were talking about, so we're clear here, you were talking about Trump's comment that I don't know if he admired or I don't know what his exact words were, so I don't want to put words in his mouth, but he had some kind of like for Putin as the president of a country. And my first thought when I heard him say that, I'm not a Trump lover. If you've listened to the show, I'm not a Trump lover. Okay. But my first thought was, okay, I know what he's saying. He's basically saying that, you know, Putin does whatever he needs to do for his country. Putin's idea, you know, you never have to worry about Putin trying to take care, if you would, the Russian people or being for Russia. Unlike Mr. Obama, where he's usually for whatever country he happens to be in at the time. That's what I got out of it. But you went in a whole different direction, didn't you?
Well, I got the same. Well, first of all, I got the same thing out of it, and I agree with Donald Trump. And I don't think that was clear. Xander at the end of the show said, "Wait, now we still haven't gotten your answer." And I said, "No, I agree with what Donald Trump said." So,
oh, good.
That being said, I did go in a whole different direction, and I was talking about the hypocrisy of the United States.
There you go.
How basically, we've been imperialist from the very beginning. We fit the very dictionary, and before I called your show, I wanted to double check myself and look up the dictionary definition. We are the definition of an imperialist nation with all of our invasions and interventions and our black ops and everything else.
But when you talk about invasions, okay, I mean, there's where you really, really lose me, because you can't just continually say that we've invaded somewhere when somebody has asked us to come in. You know, when you talk about what took place in Kuwait many years ago, was that an invasion by the United States?
Well, it depends on what you define as invasion, actually.
Right.
And I wasn't referring to for instance, places like Kuwait. For instance, there was this stupid Facebook meme that said we invaded 22 countries or whatever. It's been proven false if you look on Truth Finder. But there were instances where we have done that. Panama strikes me as one of the best examples of that, for instance. And it goes throughout the United States history. Some of them are direct invasions, like Panama, like I said, is one of the best examples. Others, you have some sort of event that triggers a United States intervention. Haiti, we've been in there a couple of times. And I'm not talking about the humanitarian missions we do to go overseas and help hurricane victims either. I'm talking about when we literally meddle in foreign government affairs and usurp the powers of sovereign nations. And we do it continuously. We've done it from the beginning. Thomas Jefferson, actually, if you look back at history, actually was a fan of that principle. It goes all the way back to the founding of the United States and how we were believed to be an elitist nation. Jefferson called it the Empire of Liberty, that we were going to spread our form of freedom and democracy to the rest of the world. Well, it's a wonderful idea and concept if you hold the absolute truth for every culture and every value in every nation, but it's not so great if you have different cultures and different peoples who kind of have a different way of doing things, and you go in there and impose your form of government and your society on them.
I don't disagree with you that when you go in there that you're going in there to simply overthrow the government so that you can install democracy or representative government, I'll put it that way. But I find it hard to believe now. Again, I don't know everything about history. I do know that George Washington said several times he did not want a dictatorship. He did not want an empire. He wanted a republic. And that way that we had to be very careful not to create a dynasty, not to create a king and queen. But again, when we go into some of these countries and I agree with you. We have done many things wrong in the years, but I want to be clear about something. When you talk about, we've done 100 things good, why do we continually focus or beat ourselves up about the 4 things we've done wrong? You know, when we talk about going into some of these other countries and some of the things that we've done. Really, what do we get for this? Give me one example where we walked out with millions, hundreds of millions of dollars of something that we were looking for when we went in there.
Well, and that's the thing. It's not about that in the traditional sense. It's about the elitism of America. We believe it. I compared it to Christianity when a Christian tries to witness, for instance. And I'm a Christian, so I can say this, okay? You know, you witness to somebody because you believe you have the absolute truth and you know what's best for them. Therefore, sure, you try to convert them. As Americans, from the very beginning of our nation, Puritan values, in fact, America was, like Reagan said, the city on the hill, the city that was going to guide the world and spread its views of enlightenment and democracy and republican government to the rest of the world. And that's the concept. You know, Manifest Destiny was even a part of that, you know, back then. See the shining sea. It's continued on and on. And I'm not, I try to be very balanced in my views, Joe, honestly. Like, I'm not one of those people. I get very upset when you hear people attack, you know, say Christopher Columbus and judge him by today's standards, you know, saying genocide and things like that. I'm not saying America is this big, bad, evil place at all. We are a great country. We have great values. We do help a lot of countries. But we also have to acknowledge, in fairness, our mistakes and not always think we're the good.
I don't disagree with you. I don't disagree with you. But let me tell you what. My parent, and you're Italian, you can appreciate this. At least Xander told me you were Italian. Okay? My parents were taken out of Italy. Okay? And they were taken out of Italy because my grandmother took advantage of that stupid little law in the Constitution that said that if you were born on the soil, you were an American. Well, she was born here. She was born here while visiting people in New York, visiting relatives in New York. And you're going to have to wait because we got to go to a quick commercial. I want to tell you the story on the other side, and we'll expand from there. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product at a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
In a crisis, your number one need is food, but not just any food. Experts say everyone needs to have non-perishable, good for 25 years, survival food on hand in case of an emergency. Well, right now, in what is truly an unprecedented move, 72-hour survival food kits are being given away to listeners while supplies last. Survival food is more important today than ever before, explains Frank Bates, a spokesman for the company. Natural disasters, terrorist attacks, and other threats can make obtaining sufficient food impossible in an emergency. This 72-hour survival kit has 16 servings of delicious food rated for 25 years of storage. It sells to the general public for $27 plus shipping and has been rated 4.5 out of 5 stars by customers who paid full price. But listeners who act quickly can get it free, just cover $9.95 shipping. Go to freefood2.com right now. Supplies are limited and the program may end at any time. Go to freefood2.com now. That's freefood2.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Did you ever go to school, stupid?
Yes, sir. And I come out the same way.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. If you head up to the website, you know, I got a little area up there. Put your email address in. Every week I send out an email, and it lets you know who's going to be on the show, topics we're going to discuss, and that kind of thing. Tonight we're playing around. I shouldn't say we're playing around. I don't mean it that way. We're talking about the 9-11, what happened on 9-11, and I'm going to give you some numbers, some statistics from 9-11 here in just a couple of minutes. But earlier I heard, we listened to the Xander Gibbs show. Xander was on in the first hour. And there was a guest that he had on the show. And I asked him to ask that guest to call him because he basically spoke that he felt like perceived America to be an imperialistic nation. And so I asked him to come on, and I want to talk to him about it. Tony from New York joins me. Tony, thanks for being with me. You still there? Yeah, I will learn how to use this thing eventually. Okay. How about that one? Are you there? Tony? Anybody home?
Yeah, can you hear me?
I can now.
Can you hear me?
What is
this? Okay.
Is not, by the way, this is not a Sprint commercial, okay? Can you hear me now? No, we're good. So, Tony, thanks for calling in. I do appreciate it very much. And
thank you for having me on.
So I guess part of what I've explained to you was, like, you know, let's talk about World War II, for instance, where they went in, they got my mother and her family out, the Americans came in, the American flag, and I've got a love for the American flag because I think most people, most countries, most people, when they see that American, when they're in turmoil, when they're in chaos, and they see that American flag come around the corner, again, not 100% of the time, I'm not an ignoramus, I know it doesn't always work that way, but in the majority of times when you see that American flag coming around the corner, you get a sense of safety. You get a sense of the fact that they're going to come in, they're going to help you out, they're going to get you out of your situation, and maybe not in the last 8 years, but before that, and everything's going to be fine, all right? When the Americans went into Italy, what did they take? I mean, seriously, when they went to Kuwait, what did they take? When they go into a lot of these countries, we end up spending a boatload of money. We get absolutely nothing in return, in most cases. Is that not true?
That is true, and that's actually one of the reasons why I am considering voting for Donald Trump. I'm still undecided, honestly, but because his foreign policy is actually, and I'm sorry to the Libertarian Party for being a traitor. They'll all call me traitors because I'm libertarian, but Donald Trump strikes me as more libertarian than Gary Johnson, the party's candidate, because of his policy of non-intervention. Trump is exactly right about that. We have gone all over the world in all these missions to spread freedom and democracy. There's more grants online. If you go to the government grant website, tell people in other countries, and there are grants for helping people in the United States.
It's crazy. It's like Rome before the fall.
Oh yeah, we'll give anything to anybody. All you got to do is ask for it, and you have to be in a,
except our own people.
Yeah. Yeah, no, you know, it's part of my argument with the illegals, with the refugees, and what have you. I say, look, it's not, you know, doing this whole compassion thing is a line of BS. Because if we truly had compassion, if we truly wanted to spend that money we have for compassion, how about our vets? Don't they deserve a little bit of compassion? Shouldn't they be hitting the medical lines first? You know, if you can find a home for a refugee, if you can find medical care for a refugee, if you can find, welfare or an EBT card for a refugee, why the heck can't you do the same thing for our vets?
And you know, don't misunderstand me, because I am libertarian. I don't want anybody. I'm just over exaggerating. But here's the thing: we can send troops to any country in the world to make peace or spread freedom or topple a dictator. But we have people dying in Detroit and Chicago. Why don't we start by invading our own inner cities?
Well, okay, but what are you suggesting, that we invade Detroit and throw out all the Democrats? Because that's really the only way to fix that. I mean, think about what you're saying, Tony. I mean, the deal, when we go to other countries, now, I kind of feel like Trump does. I've often wondered, you know, when they ask us to come in and throw out Sodom and take over Kuwait, you know, you're talking about one of the richest nations on the planet. Look at all the money they got, and we got bupkis. What did they give us in return for that? Now, when I try to figure out why we do something we do, my understanding is we have, and I don't have the numbers in front of me, it's been a while, over 70 nations that we have agreements and contracts with to protect them. And part of that is that we have the ability and the right to use them as a military base or as a resource base kind of thing. So I don't know how you feel about that. I'm okay with that. I'm okay with us making agreements with it. That's what we do all day long here in this country, make agreements that are beneficial to both parties.
If it's beneficial to both parties, like you said, but Trump said, it's not really benefiting us right now.
Well, some places you're right, it isn't. You're exactly right, it isn't. And we've got a president right now. Look, I'm waiting for him I haven't heard anything about the red line for North Korea yet, have you? Because I'm sure he's going to come out and say, you know, when he gets to launching the sixth nuclear bomb, we're going to do something. They will pay for that. I just haven't figured out how yet. Hopefully they won't do it till January.
No, but see, here's the thing. We do this domestically as well, but we do it internationally far more. We don't want solutions to the truth. I mean, this goes back to, what are we on, year 15 of a perpetual war, a non-ending war on terrorism?
Why is that? Why do you think that is?
I think that's because that's the way they wanted it. For example, I'm a big critic of Obama, but I fought Bush a lot more for what wasn't done. You know, if you wanted to fight a war, I mean, when we were attacked on 9/11, and notice, I'm not a non-aggression person. Like, in 9/11, that was self-defense. Afghanistan, absolutely. You know, we should have turned it into rubble. But the thing is this, if we were going to fight a war, then he should have declared war at that point on any and every country that's fought terrorists. That includes Hezbollah, the Islamic Jihad, all of them, and gone after them all at once, even if we needed a draft or something, and actually fought a war to end it then. But no, we'd rather be in a perpetual state of war with the CIA and the globalists picking the target and picking the dictator when it's in America's interest.
Let me ask you this. Who's got the spine in Congress today? Who's got the spine in the Senate? Who's got the spine in the government to do what we did to the Japanese? You know, you talk about, here they attacked us on our soil, and finally our president had the spine, I'll keep it clean, finally had the spine to say, okay, we're done with this. Let's show them what we can do with them. We haven't done that. When we decide to really take a stand with some of these Middle Eastern nations that are sponsoring terrorism, we could turn this around, and in a very short period of time.
And that's been my argument the whole time. I mean, I'm going to add my cautions. Everybody who never knew Ronald Reagan always says they know what Ronald Reagan would do. I'm going to add my voice to the chorus here. You know, I'm in good company, because everybody always says, well, Reagan would have. So I'm going to be one more. I think if Ronald Reagan was president during 9/11, we would not have had a war in Afghanistan or Iraq. He would have used nuclear weapons and retaliated. That's my personal view. He would have met the force with the force, and we wouldn't have seen any war on terror, global war on terror, because nobody would have messed with us ever again. That's my personal view. You know,
this, well, this when you guys were talking about Putin tonight, one of the things about 2 weeks ago, I didn't make it up. I heard it from somebody else, and I said, how often do you see ISIS taking hostages from Russia? Okay? You don't, because you know that it's going to be 10 for 1. You know that if you take one of theirs, right, you're going to see 10 people be shoved through a meat grinder. I'll tell you the other side of this, right? The Jordanian, you want a real president? I wish we could have voted for this guy. The Jordanian king, what did he do when his one pilot was set fire? He left this country, he went there, and he bombed the crap. Oh, did I just steal that from what's his name? He bombed the crap, right? Have they taken any more Jordanian pilots? Have you seen any more Jordanian pilots be lit up?
I laugh when I see the movie Independence Day. I love that movie. I'm a big sci-fi fan, Independence Day. And I contrast that with President Obama. You know, the president in Independence Day going off to fight the aliens in the end, leaving the
charge. No,
like,
see.
Where's our commander-in-chief?
Can you see all those planes lined up with a golf cart at the very end? You know, everybody getting in a plane, then they get to the golf. All right, boys, I'm with you. I'll catch up with you. You can check in when I hit the ninth hole. Then everything will be fine after that.
The sad thing is our president, after they attacked, you know, after they did the Pulse nightclub attack, chose to talk about gun control instead of asking Congress for an authorization for war. But I can't fault him alone. Congress is spineless. That was an act of war on the United States of America. They should all be impeached. That was an act of war. They're violating their oath.
That swamp, to coin what Pelosi said, that swamp really does need to be cleaned out, and it needs to be all of them. There needs to be a reset there. Tony, I got to let you go because I got to get to the numbers for 9/11. Thanks for calling in. Appreciate your time with me.
Yeah.
I'm Joe Bacini, your host. When we come back, I'm going to hit the numbers for 9/11. And when I say when I hit the numbers, I told you earlier, 3,500 kids lost their parents that day. And if you're not bringing this up to your kids and your grandchildren, your nieces and nephews, shame on you. Seriously, just shame on you. We'll be back in a minute.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Dr. Otto Warburg won the Nobel Prize for discovering how cells breathe. He also discovered how normal cells turn into tumor cells. He discovered the one prime cause of cancer was cellular oxygen deficiency. Dr. Joanna Budwig built upon the work of Dr. Warburg and discovered how to feed the cells to overcome this oxygen deficiency. She found that it was the sulfur in the cottage cheese that when mixed with fresh pressed flax oil, that the flax oil would become emulsified and more readily absorbed. Flax oil delivered in this manner was able to restore oxygen transfer to all cells of the body. Now there's a new method of pressing seed oils that produces the highest quality, zero oxidation, undamaged seed oils. The results on these seed oils alone are amazing. Now add our Life Force Enhanced One World Whey Protein Powder that is much higher in the sulfur amino acids than cottage cheese is, and you have a winning combination to confer health and energy like never before. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Please answer the question.
Hey, man.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. And I do appreciate the time you spent with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And Doobie, man, that's, remember that? Romper Room? No? Maybe? Okay. Do be part of the conversation. You know, and if you don't want to come on the air, then you know what? If you don't want to be on the air, you can always hop up to the website. We've got a live chat room going on the website. If you've got Facebook, we also have Facebook. We're live up on Facebook. You can be involved in that conversation. You know, you guys can talk amongst yourselves all night long and totally ignore me if you want to. I don't want you to, but you could. If you don't like the conversation going on here. Anyway, I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. Okay, so the thing about 9/11, the thing that bothers me about what's coming up on Sundays, you know, it's going to get politicized, number one. Don't let it. I don't care if you're sitting there with your Dem friends and you don't agree on how it went down and who and where and what and how. Don't let that happen. It's about human beings. It's about Americans. Okay? And my other fear is we've got kids today. We've got, high school kids that don't really know about Pearl Harbor. They don't know what happened to Pearl Harbor. And some of them find it distasteful that we say that the Japanese bombed Pearl Harbor. Well, I can't say the Haitians did it. Nor can I say the Hispanics did it or the Italians did it. We can't say any of that, right? It was the Japanese military. Now, if you want me to get that specific, we could say it was the Japanese military and the emperor, and the people had nothing to do with it, but that wouldn't be true now, would it? So, let's go through some numbers that ought to make your heart hurt a little bit. Okay, now I'm not an emotional guy. This is not an emotional show, but I want you to know what took place that way. I don't want you to think of this, because a lot of, we had a couple of buildings that fell down after we were attacked. No. We had thousands of people, thousands of innocent people whose only crime was going to work that morning. That's the only thing they did wrong. The total number of people killed in New York was 2,753. All right, the firefighters and paramedics killed, another 340. New York police officers lost 23 that morning. The Port Authority, 37. People that worked, I knew you were going to do that. People that worked at the World Trade Center, they lost 128 people. Number of employees who died in Tower 1, 1,400. Number of, you know, think about something. Number of employees who died in Tower 2 was 614. Right? And the reason for that is a lot of those people booked out of that building when they saw what happened to Tower 1. Because they weren't sure which way it was going to fall. You know, people are saying, you're going to be safe. I heard interviews afterward. You'll be safe in here. They're going, yeah, not if that thing falls this way. And if you don't believe in God, why didn't those buildings fall sideways? If those buildings fell sideways, you know how much damage it would have done in downtown New York? Virtually, for all intents and purposes, those buildings fell straight down. I know some of you go, see, that proves it was a conspiracy. That proves it was a demo, you know, a demolition. Do you know how long they would have to have access to that building and those buildings to pull that off? The drilling they would have to do? The weakening, how much that would have weakened that building to begin with? And I hear all these conspiracy theories. And the beauty behind them is, you know, one conspiracy theory always tries to outdo the other one. Like, there's only one, which is why I don't believe any of them. Sorry, I just don't. Now, there were citizens from 115 different countries that died in there. The ratio of men to women who died was 3-1. The greatest number, you know, the group of people that died, 35-39. Okay? Young men, young women, from my point of view. Probably some of them just in that front end of starting their families, you know, maybe moving through, the kids are getting out of elementary school, going into junior high school kind of thing. Now, we lost thousands of, 1,600 on one building, 600 on the other, plus, let's say, 2,000. So a little over 2,200 people died that day, specifically to the inside of those buildings. They only found 291 bodies. Okay, 291 bodies. I wonder if half of those were the ones that jumped out the windows. You saw that happening. You know, somebody said to me, he was going to put up some video, but he wasn't going to do anything that had them jumping out of the windows. I said, no, do that. You need to do that. You need to show the humanity. These weren't buildings falling. These were people dying. And that's where we get all soft and squishy. We don't want the kids to feel bad. I want the kids to feel bad. I want us to feel bad that we let that happen that day, and we continue to let that happen. Every day that one human being is killed by a terrorist, we have let that happen. The remains, that means a piece of a body. Got young kids in the car, I'm sorry. But the remains is the 22,000 body pieces were found. That's a lot. Number of family who actually who got no remains at all were 1,700. So that means, you know, think about that. That's only probably about 500 or 600 families got body parts, pieces, or a full body back. I want to humanize this for you. I'm tired of hearing about the two buildings we lost. Yeah, we lost two buildings. I got that. We lost a portion of the Pentagon. I got that too. We lost 3,000 people almost. People, humans, Americans. Enough with the buildings and the building costs. Number of people who lost a spouse or partner in the attack. 1,600 families were torn apart just from that particular point. 1,600 families are without a dad or a mom. The number of children who lost parents that day, over 3,000. Again, this is not an attack of a building. This is not an attack of a piece of property. I want to keep driving that home. I want you to tell your nieces, your nephews, your grandkids, your kids. Don't let your kids get away with it either. Let's see. Rudy Giuliani attended over 200 funerals right after the event. The New York Fire Department lost over 100 trucks. Right? Think about that one. Right? 100 trucks. That's a lot for a municipality to lose. Look, some of you, if you're getting bored with this, there's somebody else you can go listen to, because I'm not stopping this. I want to make this so that as you're home later on, complaining about the guy on the radio tonight that was just droning on about these numbers, about the 3,500 kids that are without parents, about the people, only 500 people got bodies back or parts of a body back, I want that ingrained in your head. If I have to irritate you to make that happen, I'm on board with it. Okay? 150,000 people lost their jobs because their companies no longer could exist or function or just were wiped out. Right? Let me see. Oh, that fire went on for almost 100 days. Did you know that? 1.8 million tons of debris were pulled out of there. Let's see. This to me wasn't a big deal. I don't know why they put it in here. The point drop in the Dow Jones Industrial Average when it reopened was 680, almost 700 points. We've had drops close to that, 400, 500 points. When the Feds say that they're gonna raise the interest rates, right? This one might make you a little teed off, but I'll give it to you anyway. Total number of civil rights complaints reported to the Council on American-Islamic Relations shortly after the event were almost 13,000. What do you think of that? Isn't that exciting? So let me see. We have a bunch of I'm not going to go down that road while this. We're doing this one here. The cost of the cleanup was about $600 million. FEMA money spent on the emergency was $970 million. Let me see. I'm looking for some good. Wow, that's a lot. Estimated amount of insurance paid worldwide related to 9/11 was over $40 billion. They needed $7.5 billion to rebuild the subway stations. Man, money was just, this was, for some people, this was the place to be for money. Right? Oh, let's see. Estimated amount of money raised to funds dedicated to New York PD and the fire department families was $500 million. That's cool. Right? The average benefit already received by each fire department and New York Police Department widow has been about $1 million. I don't have a problem with that. And some people have a problem with the money that was given to these guys. You know what? Go ahead. I want you to go ahead and view the video again. View the video and watch all the guys in uniform running towards those buildings with the billowing smoke and the screaming. And even when the ash was coming, you see them duck in the building and then book out again. Do you have that kind of spine? I'll tell you what, I'm not sure I do. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side. Give it a few minutes. All right? Going for a break. Michael Hauser is going to join me in the next hour. Give it a little time. Think about what's coming up on Sunday. Please don't turn it into, we lost just a couple of buildings for you kids. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in a couple of minutes.